This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1008, Astronomical Vocabulary for IELTS Band 9.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we answer a question about vocabulary related to astronomy that is perfect for IELTS. Listen in for vocabulary that can earn you astronomical scores.
Happy Monday! How are you, Aubrey?
Yes, happy Monday to you. I actually love Mondays. I don't know if we've ever talked about this,
what?
But...
Okay, Garfield. guys, if you you should know who Garfield is, the cartoon cat. There have been movies. It was a comic strip forever. But there's like this famous sort of poster that people can see in offices sometimes. And really these days, people just make fun of it. But like, I don't know why, but it's a Garfield meme. Again, you could see it on posters or as like a GIF or whatever. And it's just like, I hate Mondays. And then there's Garfield with like a grumpy face.
Yes, this is a little like super monotone, just like, I hate Mondays. I actually really loved Garfield as a kid. I haven't seen it in a while, though.
I was big into Calvin and Hobbes as a comic strip. So, guys, we're talking about some amazing vocab today. But before we get to this band nine vocab, Aubrey, why do you love Mondays?
Honestly, this is going to make me sound like a terrible mom, but weekends are exhausting for me because we're like running kids to soccer and basketball. Yeah. And there's some, and we're trying to pack in all this fun stuff with the kids and going hiking. And it can be a lot. There's not a lot of rest time. So Mondays, my kids go to school and I have a few minutes to myself.
No, I totally get it. I'm an introvert for sure, but I do love my friends and I love connecting with people and having amazing original conversations, right? But it exhausts me, frankly. And I get really tired, right? If I'm like around a lot of people and really active, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. So kind of the same. Monday is just like, okay, I'm going to just focus on work and not have to talk to people. Yeah. Today. So recharge.
And I'm definitely an extrovert, but it's still like I feel kind of almost like an obligation or like a drive to then also hang out with friends Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. And so by the end, when you're like packing all that in, that can be exhausting. Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Well, you have four kids. You're exhausted all
that
the
too.
Time.
That's true. At least I have excuse.
So guys, we have a very awesome topic today. I love this question from YouTube subscriber Nima Mokhtari. She asked a question on one of our videos. Guys, if you are not subscribed to IELTS Energy TV, go over, guys. There are videos of some of our podcast episodes and video lessons that you cannot get anywhere else but on our YouTube channel, guys. A new video lesson every single week. So go to YouTube, subscribe to IELTS Energy TV, and make sure to turn on those notifications so you are told when a new video comes out. Okay, what is the question from Nima?
Okay, she said, a few weeks ago, you and Aubrey discussed zodiac signs and suggested the best strategies for each, which is awesome. I love that she loved that lesson. It was so fun. Could you please discuss metaphorical and literal meanings of space and astronomy words that could be used on the exam, such as eclipsed, astronomical, and so on? Thanks in advance.
So
what a great question. I know, so fun.
This is such a high-level question, isn't it? To be able to, like, say metaphorical and literal meanings of these things, right?
Yes. Oh,
so good. So what, let's explain those two words first. Like, what's the difference between a metaphorical and a literal meaning?
Yeah, so a metaphor is when it's related to something else. Something else is being compared, whereas literal is you're actually talking about that thing and you're not making allusion or reference to something else.
Exactly. Okay. So we can explain that more clearly when we talk about this first word. Let's talk about eclipsed, that first word she asked about. So you may know the literal meaning of this, guys, right? An eclipse is when the moon goes over the sun and then it like blocks out the sun and you can't see it and it's during the daytime or whatever, right? And people make all these cool like eclipse glasses, and it's an event because it's a rare thing that the sun goes dark in the daytime. That is an eclipse, right?
I have to ask you really quick, because just last year there was a full solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And you're really close to like the path of totality. Were you there? Did you go to where there was a total eclipse?
Oh, it didn't happen last year. It was 2 years
ago. 2 years ago. That's right.
Wait, it's not the moon blocks out the sun. It's the earth. Oh, God, this is terrible. I think it's the moon blocks out the sun.
Well, there are lunar, right? There are lunar eclipses and solar eclipses, right? So if the earth is covering the sun, then that's the solar eclipse, right?
Right.
And then the first one you described would be a lunar eclipse. I think that's right.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to clear this up. So an eclipse is when a celestial body is blocked out, right? So it could be the sun or the moon. Okay, we got it. Anyway, that's the literal meaning. Yeah, it was a big event in Portland a couple years ago when the last big eclipse happened. We went to the park near our house, and there were all these people that gathered there. It was like in the middle of the day, but there were tons of people on like picnic blankets and with special glasses. We met our friends there. It was this whole event. It was so awesome. It was so cool.
So fun.
Okay. So that's the literal meaning. What is the metaphorical meaning? Hey guys, thanks for joining us for this episode today. Remember guys, if you're not subscribed, hit subscribe right now and never miss a lesson or a bonus from us here at IELTS Energy. Guys, be ready for your next IELTS exam. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, IELTS Energy TV. All right guys, back to the show.
Yes, so you can use the word eclipsed to mean that something is deprived of significance or prominence or power or importance, right? Or that something takes over and becomes bigger so that people forget about the first thing, right?
Yeah.
And so for example, I'll give an example sentence. I feel like the pandemic has eclipsed everything else, right? You could say the pandemic has eclipsed the environment as the main issue in the news.
Yeah. So I feel like dictionary definitions are confusing sometimes, especially if they're also using big vocab, right? Like the definition of eclipsed, deprive of significance or prominence. What if you don't know the word deprived? So like on a basic level, guys, it just means that something becomes more important and then something else is forgotten. So even in your personal life, you can say like IELTS has eclipsed philosophy as my priority for learning, right? It's just like, okay, I got to study IELTS now. I'll study philosophy later. It's not important right now. So that's a really, really high level usage to use this word metaphorically as that adjective, right? Is eclipsed, eclipsed. Nice.
And this would be great for change over time essays. If in a chart, something was, you know, the highest number and then it changed and it was lower, you could say, you know, apples eclipsed pears in 2018 as the highest purchased commodity.
Nice. Yeah. Nice sentence. Okay. The next one, guys, I think the next one is easier to use. Astronomical. This is also great for task one. All the words we're talking about today are great for task one, academic task one. So astronomical, it's an adjective. It just means super big. Extremely large. So you could say like they charged an astronomical parking fee, meaning you feel like the fee is too large. You could say the IELTS price is astronomical if the IELTS exam seems super expensive, which it does. Like it's really expensive. Guys, that's why you should not take the test until you're ready, okay? Make sure that you prepare correctly before spending all that money, right?
Yeah. And this is a good point that you can use this on speaking too. Like if you're talking about a place you went and then you were shocked at how high the parking fee was, throw that in, right? The parking fee was astronomical. And because this means like very big, you're going to have that great intonation of really emphasizing how big it was. But it can also be used in task one, like you said, to describe any number that's very large.
Yes, I love it. Guys, this is a great example of the vocabulary you should be focusing on, right? A vocab word that is easy to use, has a simple meaning, and you are sure that you can use it on the exam because it applies to so many things. I mean, this is just an adjective that means really big. Like, you could definitely use this on speaking and writing. Yes. Okay, we have two more astronomical phrases, as in not very big, but connected to astronomy. Nadir and apex. So both of these describe points of stars, the position of stars in the sky, or the position of any celestial body, I suppose, in the sky. So nadir describes something that is at its lowest point, and apex describes something that is at its highest point. So, guys, obviously, this is great for change over time.
Yes, exactly, right? When you want to describe the lowest point, this is a band nine word to use to say nadir. So get that in there when you're talking about the lowest number on the chart. And same thing with apex. When you want to talk about the very highest information there, use the word apex to describe it.
So good. So good. So guys, both of those are nouns, right? So we use it with the verb reach or hit. So reached a nadir, hit a nadir, fell to a nadir, reached an apex, and so on. You get it, guys. So use those verbs with those nouns. Definitely, guys, don't forget to hit subscribe right now if you are not subscribed to this podcast, guys, because we give you 3 free lessons every single week, 3 new episodes, guys, every week. So hit subscribe wherever you are listening to this podcast so you never miss a lesson. And you also don't miss bonuses that we come out with quite often now, actually, because we do a lot of exciting stuff at IELTS Energy. So guys, hit subscribe and don't forget to find us on YouTube, IELTS Energy TV, and subscribe to our lessons over there as well. All right, sweet. Aubrey, great vocab today.
Yeah, you too. I'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.